Are you through visiting around at all the vacation resorts in the world?
Well, I had a real nice vacation. I was glad to run into some of your folks down there.
Who'd you find down there?
Bill Moya and his wife.
Oh, God. Well, have you all framed up on everybody in the country?
No, we had a good time. We had a chance to eat a couple nights together. I think Doug Keita, whom I did not know until I got down there, was there with his wife, and they are real fine people.
You're talking about wives now. My wife's raising hell wanting me to come to dinner. I'm not going to come until she tells you how much she loves you, and then I won't talk to you. Wait a second.
Governor?
How are you, lady?
Oh, I'm fine. You and I did our best in Georgia, and I declare I bet nobody ever did it on the heavier odds. And I'm plumb proud of what you accomplished in there. And I just had a little hand in sort of witnessing and putting in my small effort for them.
I'm proud of what you did. You did a magnificent job. We wouldn't have done nearly as well if you had not come. And you don't know how many people in this state recognize that and realize it. And I'm afraid if you hadn't come, that we might have found ourselves like they did in Alabama. We might have lost five or six of our fine congressmen. And, of course, we're mighty happy that we didn't lose them. We are very, very unhappy about some of our Democrats who got all emotionally involved and who now, I think, realize that what we told them all along was correct, and they just didn't that time want to do what they should have done. But maybe, as I told an education group tonight, we had about 1,200 people over here in Atlanta, and I said, I thought I'd had my last course in political science when I left the University of Georgia, but I'm afraid I got a new one a couple of weeks ago down here with some of these people. But I think everything's fine, Lady Bird, and we're just delighted, pleased, and most grateful that the mandate of the people of this nation was as tremendous as it was, and it was just as much a victory for you as it was for the president. And, I want you to be proud of it.
I think history is on our side, and time is on our side, and I'm so proud of having you with us. And I want to tell you before I turn you over to Lyndon that although I won't get to this being a men's party, I won't get to participate too much, that I'm looking forward very much to having you in my household when you come for deer hunting.
Well, I appreciate it, and I assure you that I want to come, but I don't think I'm going to be able to.
Oh, now, well, I'm just not about to let you say that.
Give me a rain check, because I'd like to come sometime, but I've got some things right now that I've got this legislative session coming up, and it's going to be one that, you know this as well as I do, one that I've got to do some fence mending around.
Mm-hmm.
Some things that I've got to do, and if I don't tend to that particular part of my business, you might have to give me a job or something.
Well, the government would be the stronger if that were to happen. I mean, somewhere down the line, except that I want you active in at your home base. But I'll turn you over to Lyndon, but just saying this, that I hope you are going to come to see us.
Well,
and here he is.
I'll do that, and I say we'll look forward to coming out to Lady Bird, but you'll have to give me a rain check on this November the 20th.
No, I ain't going to give you any rain check.
You got to, Mr.
Hell, I can't. I just can't do it now. I'll arrest you, and I'll get the FBI after you. But I got a special thing in mind for November the 22nd.
Well,
they've been coming down here every year. They came this year, last year, and the year before. And last year you were here, and I told you we were going hunting this year.
Now, let me say something to you. Now, you and I, you know how I love you.
I sure as hell do, and it's reciprocated.
And I know that, and don't you worry about that, but I'm in this situation, and I'm glad you called, because I just want to tell you what the situation is, and then you can tell me if you told me to go jump in the river tomorrow.
Well, I'm just telling you now that I want you.
But now listen to me, Mr. President. Here's the situation I'm in. I'm still, right now, I've got this session coming up.
Uh-huh.
I'm still bleeding. That doesn't worry me. But
I'm
not bleeding with you, but I'm bleeding in some parts in the state where some people got a lot of fun and had a great thrill out of not only being stupid enough to vote against you, but also trying to clipped my wings, and I assumed for the time being, in their own little way, that they succeeded in doing just that. Now, here's the situation. Let me read you this, and then you can understand this. And don't get me wrong, because I'm not sensitive, and I'm not unmindful of anything, and I know you understand exactly what I'm talking about. Here's the Atlanta Journal tonight. LBJ has invitation for Russell Others. Underneath the headline, Bring Sanders Along. President Johnson has invited Senator Richard B. Russell to a three-day deer hunt at the LBJ Ranch, and had Senator Russell invite five other Georgians, including the governor. The governor is going, so on, so forth, and so on. And it goes on, Senator Russell confirmed Wednesday that he did the inviting for the president. When you get on the phone with him, sometimes you know how it is. Sometimes we talk 30 or 40 minutes. He asked me to get the same party together that was out here before, and I reminded him that Herman wasn't there, and he said, oh, yes, get Herman. In the post-election fallout, Georgia politicians are reading the political signs with care, and those close to the situation say the invitation to Governor Sanders through Senator Russell probably means two things. President Johnson considers his old personal friend Dick Russell a mighty potent force. Mr. Russell is one of the truly powerful senators, et cetera, et cetera. President still wants Georgia, even though he lost in 64 to Barry Goldwater. The president is thinking so forth down the road. Senator Russell was not active for President Johnson in the election. He said he had voted the Democratic ticket, and he got back from an extended trip to Europe barely in time for the election. Talmadge also did little. He gave a pro forma endorsement, sat rather glumly on the platform, but except for waving his hat twice when he was introduced there, he left the campaigning to Ms. Talmadge. Former Governor Vandiver endorsed the ticket, did some work for it. Judge Robert Russell was for the president, as was J.D. Duker. But political spokesmen believe that Carl Sanders is a man who got blooded, and while he doubtless appreciates the presidential invite, he probably wonders about the funny way that he got asked. Well, now, I don't wonder about that, and I understand it, but here's the thing, here's the position I'm in. Of course, I got in this thing because of our state. I got in it because of I believe in you, and I always will be.
You got in it because of, well, you got in it because, by God,
it was right.
You're a great American, and you do what's right, and
that's right.
We're going to prove that. We're going to prove it
right.
22nd. And you're going to be right here on the front row to prove it, all right?
I can't do it, and I want to do it, but I can't, because if I come now, and I want you to understand this, it'll look like, and I've thought about it carefully, and I've thought about it from the bottom of my heart, it'll look like what I've done then, the fact that we did what we did, that I've just, now, not so far as you're concerned, but I've just fallen, I was the goat, so to speak, among some of the Georgia politicians. Now I've just fallen in the line and tucked my head between my tails and run along and do what they want.
Oh, no. Listen, Carl, you're not thinking right now. You're just wrong. You can be.
I know, because I know exactly what the situation is here. Now, I'm not thinking right, and I want you to understand this. So far as you're concerned, and so far as the, listen, I'd go hunting to the moon, but I didn't like when the thing was, when I got the invitation. Which I appreciated and which I immediately accepted. I understood it was a...
Carl, I told you 3 weeks ago that we were going to get together and go hunting.
Right, but
now, you're closing a base up there, and a big one. And your damn fella Gear, who Ralph McGill writes me, says that he's going to introduce me to Senator Russell.
Yeah.
To a question as to whether he thought Georgia might lose military bases, he said, I would hope the President of the United States is not that petty.
That's
if such an attempt is made, we'll reintroduce him to the Chairman of the Foreign. I don't know who Geary is, but I know this. I picked up the phone and called Dick, and I told him that we were going to close some bases in Georgia. And he's Chairman of the Armed Services Committee, and I said, we're closing some in Texas. And in the course of the discussion, I said, when the hell are you all coming down here? I talked to the governor in Puerto Rico, and I said, I want to get all of you together, and I'd like to sit around and have a visit, and I thought it would help your stature, not detract from it, if you came down here. I think I can very well show my attitude towards you, and I think my family can, and I think, it, well, we're going to, every hour we're there, every day. But we can't if you, by God, run off and hide now. You just can't run out in this thing.
I'm not going to run off.
All right. Well, you've got nothing to... You've got everything to be proud of. You're not bleeding.
Listen.
You're not bleeding. Everybody in this nation respects you and admires you. Now, I may not be able to run well with what I've done in Georgia. And Roosevelt couldn't carry everybody he wanted. Maybe you can't carry me. But that's no reason for you to admit that you're not in good shape yourself.
You know what I'm talking about, and don't you? You know darn well that there's nobody in the world that loves you anymore.
All right, if you love me, you'll be here on the 22nd, standing up there like Sam Houston.
No, I can't do that.
Oh, yes, you can, Clark.
I'll be up to Washington. For the intergovernmental...
You'll be up there, and you come there, you stay in the White House, and you're going to come here, because I don't want you to do anything different than what you did last year. I don't want it to split.
I hope you don't get mad with me, but... I'll be there in Washington, and if you let me come in there, I'll come in and see you.
If I let you, Carl, now listen.
I'll go jump in the river tomorrow if you tell me to do it.
I tell you, jump in, and if you think it's a river, this is going to be your party, not going to be anybody else's party.
Well, that I understand, but I...
And I don't want the party if you don't want to come.
Well, no, I don't.
All right, now, I just, I don't want that. Now, Carl, listen, I want you and H.B. Fuquay here.
Well, James will be there.
I don't want it. Now, Carl, you're wrong about this. I don't tell you you're wrong many times, but you're wrong about this. You may be wrong about Johnson. I don't think so.
I'm not wrong.
But I know damn well you're wrong about this.
No, you know I'm not wrong about Johnson, and you know that President Johnson ain't got anything to do with it. Yes, I have.
I've got everything to do with it. I did this, and if there's a mistake made, I made it.
No, you didn't.
Now, I didn't leak this story, but I went in tonight at the White House Press Association, and they had 200 press people, and they said, Senator Russell has announced that he's coming to the ranch to go hunting. I said, yes, Senator Russell's been coming down there since 1955. When I had my heart attack, that's the first time he came there. He doesn't hunt. He sits around the house and reads books. But I have told Governor Sanders and the state chairman, my friend Mr. Fuquay, he and I have both been to television business, and Bobby Russell, who's been a longtime friend of mine, they were down there last year. I've seen them all this year. I've said to each one of them, every time I've seen them, I want them to come back when I'm president. I don't want them to come when I'm vice president, and then I get to be president and get too big shot to see them. I want them all to come, and we're going to all go kill a deer. Senator Russell doesn't shoot much. He sits around and reads, but we're all going to do that. And that's what we're going to do. Now, if you just pull a goddamn wild mare stunt and run off here and say, hell, I won't associate with the crowd because I got beat.
I hadn't said that.
Well, now, listen, I don't want Georgia. I'm going to be understanding. I'm going to be sympathetic, and I'm going to work with Georgia. You're going to have a big base canceled out there, and they're going to have four canceled out in Texas.
You mind telling me which one's going in?
Savannah's going out.
That's all right with me.
Well, now, Russell asked me which one. I told him I didn't remember. But I said, it's going to go, Senator. And I won't tell you, nothing punitive, but just got to go. And he said, well, said I didn't know which one it was. And I said, well, I don't remember myself, but it's a substantial one. I'll have McNamara come down and tell you. Now, don't you go tell that, because I told him, but this was a couple of days ago when McNamara was here.
In fact, he's announced down here today that there's going to be two probably going to.
Well, he thinks there's going to be two. There's not going to be but one. He thinks that, what would be the other one?
Probably Valdosta, Albany, one of those.
No. What is the name of it?
Well, there's Moody Field, Tanner Field.
No. No.
Warner Robins.
No.
Hunter Field.
Hunter? Where's that?
In Savannah.
Well, that one's going.
Well, there's one over in Pinesville. It's a military. They're airfields or the military base?
They're airfields.
They are. Well, that's probably...
No, there's two substantial ones that he told me about. Hunter and something else. Hunter's going. That's Savannah, isn't it?
That's Savannah, which I can understand.
And there's another one, and it may go.